The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries Incorporated.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know His sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Luke chapter 18, talking about prayer. And if you have access to a Bible, I would encourage you to go and find it and open it. Study with us today as we consider God's Word. I want to remind you about our little calendars. We're only going to be offering these for a couple more weeks. These are little magnetic calendars that you can just stick on a refrigerator, or I put mine on a metal file cabinet. And it sticks there. I even keep one in my pulpit. It's not magnetic, but I keep one there just so I have a calendar handy. These are great little calendars. And so all you need to do is write to us. They're absolutely free. I'd love to send one to you. Just give us an address. Tell us where you're hearing the program today, and we'll get one to you. Now, there's several ways you can contact us. One of the ways is through the website at considerhisword.org. There's a tab there that says contact us, and you can just write a note there, and I will receive that and get the calendar out to you just as quick as we can. Secondly, you can email me directly at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Now, thirdly, like most people, you can just write to us. It's always interesting to me that most of the responses we get are just through the regular mail, and that's fine. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now remember, give us an address and tell us where you're hearing the program today. Luke chapter 18, I just want to read one verse. You know, Jesus goes on and tells about a parable, and I don't want to get caught up in that today. I just want to read this one verse to as kind of a jumping off place. So it's Luke chapter 18 and just verse 1. The Bible says, "And he spake a parable unto him to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." And he goes on and tells a parable about praying. But I want you to notice this phrase particularly, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, this message today kind of is an extension of the message from last week where we were talking about getting near to God. Remember Psalm 73:28 that said, "It's good for me to draw near to God." And certainly one of the ways that we draw near to God is through prayer. Now, again, if you'd like to hear all of that message, you can go to the website, considerhisword.org, and hear it was in two parts, and you can hear those messages there at the website. So in drawing near to God, it's so important that we pray, and that we pray every day. So I'll ask you this question. How is your prayer life? Have you prayed today? Do you have a place of prayer? Do you have a prayer list? And by the way, we still have our little prayer journals, and if you'd like one of those, just request it and we'll send it to you. Do you make a prayer list? Do you go to prayer meeting? Not just on Wednesday night prayer meeting. I'm afraid that in many churches, our Wednesday night prayer meeting has turned into something else. They still call it prayer meeting, but they don't pray. And many prayer meetings turn out like that. I've been to some prayer meetings where we visited and talked and shared prayer requests. And, you know, that's important. I'm not putting that down. And at the end, we said a prayer that lasted about 2 minutes. Do you pray? How is your prayer life? Now, I was thinking about this in the Bible that Jesus said men ought always to pray. And I think it's important that when people say, pray for me, that we write it down and make a note of it. Sometimes to pray with them right at that moment, as soon as they ask. You know, like in social media, when you see people ask for prayer or somebody is asking for someone else, just stop right at that moment and pray for them at that moment. Now, as I was thinking about this, I thought, well, what does the Bible tell us exactly to pray for? You realize that there are 7 times the Bible specifically tells us to pray about something in particular. And I found this very interesting. Now, one of those 7 times the Bible tells us to pray, it had to do with fleeing the tribulation. Now, if you're a believer, I don't believe you'll be here during the tribulation, so I don't think we need to look at that one too much. Interesting to study, but it won't be important to you. But what does the Bible tell you to pray for? And maybe this ought to become our prayer list. First of all, the Bible says we ought to pray for each other. James 5:16, confess your faults to one another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So first of all, we ought to pray for each other. You know, I would ask you to pray for me. We'll not ever be ashamed to ask for prayer. And I would ask you to pray for me, something that you don't know and something I haven't really said much about. But about a month ago, a little more than a month ago, I fell and broke my leg. And yes, I'm making this broadcast today with a broken leg. I've been able to do that, and I'm thankful for it. And I would ask you to pray for me that, boy, it would heal up fast. I have to get around in a wheelchair. I'm anxious to get on my feet. Pray for me. I'm not ashamed to ask you to pray for me, and we ought to pray for each other. When people write to me, and when our listeners write to me, the minute I get that letter, I pray for them. I pray that God would bless them. I'm thankful for the letter that I received, and many times they ask for prayer requests, and do that. You can ask for prayer requests at the website. Again, email me directly. Do it through the address that I sent you, and we'll pray for you. You ought to pray for each other in church. Rather than going to church and being critical of people, pray for them. Jesus said we ought to even pray for enemies. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But he said to pray for each other. I have a particular prayer list of people that I pray for every day. Some of them are pastor friends of mine, and I pray for them. Some of them specifically are family members. I pray for my children. I pray for my grandchildren. I call them out to the Lord by name. I pray for people in my church. I go through and pray for every member of my church. Now, I don't have that big of a church here, and so that's not difficult for me to do. And even when we have prayer meeting, we pray for each other. And so I would encourage you to get a prayer list, make a prayer list, and pray for those around you. Pray for those that God lays on your heart. Pray for those that you know specifically have a need or specifically have asked you to pray for them. And let's pray for each other. Now, secondly, the Bible says we ought to pray for our enemies. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Pray for your enemies. You know, in the world that we live, when someone attacks us, maybe they criticize us, or maybe in some way they put us down, maybe they lied about us, our natural response is to get back. to get even. You realize there's nowhere in the Bible that says to get even. The only way it gets even was when Jesus washed us from our sin, died for our sin, and made us righteous in him. But it's not your job to get even. It's not your job to get back. It's your job to forgive and pray for them that hate you. Pray for them that have made enemies. You ought not have any enemies at all. It's them, someone else that might be angry with you or upset with you. Make it right and pray for them. Pray that there would be a way to make it right. Pray that there would be a way that you can be reconciled with that individual. Whatever they're trying to do, put it in God's hands and let God work it out. And pray for the enemies. Thirdly, we need to be praying for missionaries, pastors, Christian workers throughout the whole world. Jesus said in Matthew 9:38, "Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers into his harvest." Nearly every missionary that you talk to will say, "We need help. We need help here on the reservation." But every missionary will say, "We need help." Many pastors would say, "I need help." And so we need to pray for laborers. He said that, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers into his harvest," that God would send missionaries around the world. Even in our own country, there are cities that need the gospel, communities that need the gospel. Pray that the Lord would send workers in there, would send missionaries in there, would send pastors in there. Now, I know many that on their smartwatch or on their phone, whatever they have available, will set an alarm to go off every day at 9:38 in the morning and again at 9:38 at night. And it's a reminder for them to pray that the Lord would send laborers into his harvest. Maybe find a particular field. I know many places right now that need workers, that need help. And so pray, he said, the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers. Pray for those missionaries. Pray for those pastors. Pray for those workers, Sunday school teachers, song leaders, soul winners. Pray that God would send laborers into his harvest. I'm afraid our time is gone today. We'll continue this message next week, and I hope you'll tune in then. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.
The preceding program was sponsored by its listeners through Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated.